You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Today is the 12th of December, and it's obvious that we're counting down to the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to share with you today a very important topic, and that is the silence, the period of spiritual darkness that occurred between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament. And even though there was not a whole lot going on spiritually as far as the world was concerned during that period of time, there were some important things going on historically and some important things that shaped the beginning or the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that shared about the coming of Jesus Christ and some of its significance. So I want to start reading from the fourth chapter of Matthew in the 12th verse, and at that point, I want to read through the 17th verse. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, speaking of John the Baptist, as we call him, when Jesus had heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" I want to talk to you this morning, and I'm sharing something that is from the believer's commentary. What happened between the Old and New Testament? Have you ever wondered what separated the Old and New Testament? Why isn't there just one Testament? Maybe you've heard that, or maybe you've heard that during this intertestamental period, God was silent. If you have more questions than answers, you're in the right place. The period between Malachi and Matthew is full of history that is properly understood, that if properly understood, can bring some important content to the coming of Jesus. We're going to use the Believer's Bible Commentary to go in depth. The short answer, the period of silence between the Old and New Testament is nothing new. It actually follows a pattern that God has repeated throughout the Old Testament. First, God generally designed or allowed a desperate situation to arise before presenting his deliverance. Secondly, he always called upon a faithful servant to stand in the gap making intercession to him on behalf of the people and to be his agent through whom he performed his work. Most of the patriarchs and prophets, including Noah, Abraham, Joseph, and the judges, Esther, and Nehemiah, filled this gap created by humanity's desire to do things their own way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that. And we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC.
Solves computer problems.
PC.
Yes, you do. And hey, we're back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call on the show, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And also, you can also give us a call and you can also type your question into the comment section on the live Facebook video that's going on right now. Hey, we want you to be a part of this. We want to answer your computer questions. We want to help you resolve your computer problems. Now, I do want to alert you to a few things that we've talked about in the last few weeks. Over the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks, we have gone over what to look for in a new computer. Now, I know we do this because we know that a lot of people buy new computers at this time of the year, And there's probably a fair number of people listening that have actually bought a new computer. Well, question is, did you buy one that's slower than the one that you already have, or that's going to be too slow for you, or that's not going to have enough storage, or you're not going to get your money's worth out of it? You may want to go watch those videos. You can go to our Facebook page and you can review those videos. And typically when you buy a computer, you have a certain period of time to take it back. So if you watch those videos and you realize that you bought a computer that's not going to meet your needs, or it's going to be slower than the one you already have, then you may want to take that computer back and either wait to get another computer until you can afford the difference between the computer that's going to be faster than the one you already have and the one that you bought, or maybe you want to pay the difference and get one that's faster, or maybe you just want to go back there you may choose to upgrade your computer to make your computer faster, because a lot of our customers do that by upgrading their computer to an SSD with an SSD drive. So those are some options that you have, but you want to educate yourself, hopefully before. But I got a great deal, you say. Well, is it a great deal if it's slower than the one that you already have? No, it's not a great deal if it's slower than the one that you already have. And so you want to make sure that you are getting a great deal. The only way you get a great deal is if you actually buy something that's better than what you already have. And then you also get that at a price that you feel is affordable. I can tell you that all new computers are going to be maybe a little bit less in supply and maybe a little bit more expensive than what they were 2 years ago. And the reasons for that are kind of obvious. You know, when we shut down manufacturing for a few months and then periodically shut it down again, as many of these factories have done, that can affect the supply chain. When we have many, many boats sitting off the coast, and all these products are being imported because environmental regulations prohibit the computer chips from being made here in America, because of that, and they're all made and they have to be imported. And when those chips are sitting on ships that are out there in the ocean waiting because we don't have enough people that are working to bring them in, and because certain states have regulations about what trucks can come in and what can't, and emissions and all of this. So it makes for, and obviously we didn't have any of these problems 2 years ago, but we do have them today, and it makes a difference. And anyway, if you haven't bought a new computer yet, but you're thinking about it, you can actually watch, I would educate yourself on how you can determine the speed of your computer, the speed of your processor, how much RAM you have, how much hard drive space you have, but how much of that hard drive space, more importantly, how much of that hard drive space are you using, so that you can determine what size drive you need on your new computer that you buy. And also, what type of drive are you? Are you going to get a platter drive? Are you going to get a computer with an SSD drive? And you can actually educate yourself, learn about that. And in addition, you can, I would just head over there to our website. You can go to our website, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio, or go directly to Facebook and just search for a Faster PC. You'll see our page. We have 23,000 likes somewhere in there, and you'll be able actually to be a part of that. You'll be able to actually go in and watch those past few videos and learn, so that you can so that you can actually get a, if you're buying a new computer, or maybe you already did, you want to make sure that the computer that you're buying or that you already bought is going to meet your needs and is going to be faster than what you already have. Because again, hey, if you only pay $300 for it, but it's slower than what you already had, you wasted $300. And we don't want any of our listeners to waste their money. We want you to use your money wisely, and we want to make sure that you're getting a good bang for your buck, so to speak. And some of our customers, many of our customers have seen, in fact, we even had one computer in here that had a fairly slow processor, and they had a bad drive, and we were looking at, well, what do you do? So we were looking at replacing the drive, and we kind of talked to them and said, well, you do have a slow processor, so typically if your processor were faster, we would recommend the upgrade. It's going to be your decision, though. Well, she kind of thought about it. She was going to buy a new computer. And then, she started looking and she started thinking, well, I'm going to pay $300 for a new computer. And you know what? That $300 computer is actually going to be slower than her computer with a slow processor would be if she has an SSD drive in the computer. And that's a fact. So we actually did look at, and we did, she did approve the upgrade, and we put the SSD drive in there, and it's not fast because the processor isn't fast, but again, it's much faster than it was, and it's much faster than a new $300 computer would be. So when she's looking at that, and that's kind of what you want to think about, what could I spend to make my computer faster? Could I upgrade my computer? Could I make my computer faster? This is something that definitely you could do, and something that we want to help you do, and we want to help you with your systems to make your computer run as efficiently as possible. And we do this for our consumers. We do this for business customers as well. For a business, it's probably even more important because, the employer is paying someone to sit there, and sometimes they're paying them to sit there and wait for their computer. And it's possible if the employee is productive and wants to produce more, they actually could produce more with a faster computer. And one of the easiest ways to do that, one of the quickest ways to do that, is to upgrade the drive from a platter drive, if it has a platter drive, to an SSD drive. And that's something that we can help you do. We do this on a regular basis for our customers, and we're doing this for many, many of our customers, and we can help you as well if you desire that and you want to go faster for less money. We can help you with that. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 78. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
Yes, you do. We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems here in the shop as well. And, you know, I don't know how many of you guys are actually listening or just listening, or whether you're also watching the Facebook video, but there is a new feature on the Facebook video. It is dictating or typing the, you know, closed caption words on the screen. It's not perfect. There's no person, no human actually doing that. It's just automated. So, you know, sometimes it gets the words wrong, but at least gives you an idea if you're, you know, in a place where you would rather read than listen, or maybe you're a little bit hard of hearing. I know some of our customers are hard of hearing, so reading what's there will help them, may help you in addition to listening. So that's a new feature on the video. You'll want to actually take a look at that. Also, in addition, one of the things that we do want to actually go over is passwords, usernames and passwords. And this is something that, you know, it's important to know what your usernames and passwords are for your various accounts. And also to know whether if you change maybe you stop using one email account and start using another email account, well, how many of your sites that you log into are using that old email address that you're no longer going to use? We would, so we're going to talk a little bit about passwords. You know, this is something that if you get a new phone, if you get a new computer, you're going to want to make sure that you're logging into the same accounts that you were before. And what do I mean by accounts? Well, you know, there's so many different accounts. Everyone has account. People have accounts for a lot of different things. Like, for instance, if you're using a Google Android phone or a Google Android tablet, you're going to have a Google account. It's really important to use, if you get a new Google phone and you had an old Google phone, it's really important to use the same Google username and password to set the phone up. Now, sometimes the people maybe you don't know the username and password, and what will happen is you go to the phone store and they want to set it up. Well, they don't want to wait. They don't want to help you reset your password and figure out what your username and password is. They just want to get you out the door as quickly as possible. So they actually set your new phone up with a different Google account username and password. Well, the same thing happens on Apple. With Apple, there's an Apple account. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you're going to have an Apple account. It's important that you use the same username and password. The username is going to be typically an email address. And it's important that you log in with the same username and password on all of the accounts. That's pretty crucial that you do that. Well, what if you don't know the username and password? Well, then you're going to need to probably reset the username and password. That process can be a little bit tricky, because it's going to depend on really what you had when you set up the account. Because when you set up the account, you're going to have, first of all, you're going to have a username, which is going to be an email address. Well, we already talked about what happens if you switch email addresses, but you don't switch that email address with all of your accounts that you log in with. Like, for instance, if you have a Bell South email address and you have a problem logging into your email, well, this happens periodically. By the way, we at A Faster PC help our customers be able to log in to their Bell South accounts. We can help you if you have a situation where you can't get in, or maybe your password's not working, your password needs to be reset, or you need to reset things up with, or things aren't working as far as receiving email through an email app on your phone or on your computer. We actually can go in. There are ways that we can go in and we can help you set that up so that it actually works, so that you can continue using that email address. But if you do decide to stop using that email address, then what needs to happen is you need to go to every account that is using that email address for verification And you need to change that email address with that account to an email address that you can actually get email from. What we have happen sometimes is people, we had this happen yesterday, someone needed to come in, they needed help with resetting an account password, and their verification method was a email address that they no longer have access to. And again, we may be able to go in and help them reset that, but it would be better to just go in and change the email address on that account. Now, obviously, you have to be a little bit organized with this. You have to know what accounts are using what email address. You know, if you have more than one, and sometimes people switch from one email address to another. Sometimes they switch because they don't know the username or they don't know the password. They can't get in anymore. They can't reset the password, and they don't know that they can come and that a faster PC can help them. So they end up just scrapping the email address and going to another email address. Well, that again can cause problems if you don't go to these accounts that are using that email address for verification or for the primary login and change that, because those other accounts only work as long as you know the user, the password. And what happens when you no longer know the password? Well, then you have to reset the account. Well, what's going to happen when you go to reset the account? They're going to send a code to that email address that you no longer have access to. So you see how this can cause problems. They send a code to an email address that you can't access. That code does you no good. You can't access the code. So it is important to, first of all, realize that you don't have to switch. And by the way, some people switch or stop using AT&T or Bell South, which is an AT&T company, but because it was bought by AT&T. But BellSouth.net email address, if they switch from AT&T for their internet to Comcast, they figure they have to stop. Well, no, you don't have to stop. See, AT&T, just like AOL, just like Yahoo, just like all the other companies, just like Google, they're hoping that you'll use their product. Even if you're not using a paid product, they're hoping that you will continue to use their email, and they're hoping that you'll go to att.net. AT&T's hoping this. AOL's hoping that you'll go to aol.com or use it in the AOL Gold, where you're going to have to pay $5 a month. Plus, you're going to see ads, and you're going to see ads on att.net unless you've installed an ad blocker. You're going to see ads, and sometimes even with the ad blockers, you're going to see ads depending on how well the ad blocker is actually working. They want you to go to their website and continue to use their account, but they're not going to give you as much support as if you were a paid customer. If you're not a paying customer and you need help, well, it's going to be more difficult to get support. You're not going to be able to call them and talk to them and have them help you. And you may be able to chat with them. You may have to use the automated system to reset your password. So what happens with that? Well, again, if you can't access the email address, then what happens is typically you'll have security questions. And the security questions are important. And one of the things that really just it's kind of been amusing in some ways to us, is that people, when we ask them the security question, they say, well, I don't know, just put this. Well, you have to realize when you're trying to reset your password, the answer to the security question that you put in isn't something that you're just coming up with right then. It has to match what was put in when the account was created or when the security question and answer was created, if that was done at a later time than when the account was created. So it's important to know the usernames, to know the passwords, to know the security questions, to know the answers to the security questions, and to know the exact spelling of those answers. and to know exactly what you put. You know, you don't want to just say, well, I'll remember that. Well, you might remember it, but, you know, I mean, we run into things where, you know, it says, well, what was your mother's maiden name? And the husband says, well, was it my mother's maiden name or was it your mother's maiden name, talking to his wife? Well, so, you know, and so they're guessing, well, you know, if it's mine, it's this. If it's yours, it's that. So this is something that you want to actually remember the questions and the answers. And typically we have some customers that don't have any idea. They don't record any of this. And so when it comes time where they need to reset something, they have no idea how to do it. And sometimes it's even very difficult to do, sometimes even almost impossible to do. Because again, if you're not a paying customer, you're not going to get someone on the phone. Hopefully you can get where you can verify. You know, another way that they verify sometimes is the last four digits of the card they have on file. Well, what if you've never purchased anything with them? What if the card that they have on file is a card that maybe you created the account 6 years ago or 10 years ago or longer, and they ask for a card for some sort of purpose in case you made a purchase, but you've never made a purchase and you've never, you know, you've gotten many cards. You don't have that card anymore. You don't know the last four digits of the card. So, you know, again, if you have a card tied to the account and you're not using it, you're not updating it, well, it's important to know that card number, to know at least the last four digits of the card number. Another thing, you can actually add a cell phone to it. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to add a cell phone to it. You know, I don't want them to know my phone number. Well, the idea is that the cell phone actually helps you. If you need to reset the password, you could actually receive a code that is texted to your cell phone. Now, let me tell you, we have customers that say, well, I don't receive text. My cell phone doesn't receive text. Well, I can guarantee you your cell phone receives text. What happens is some people don't know how to check for text. They don't know that their cell phone can receive text. A lot of people say, well, I just have this cell phone for emergencies. I only turn it on every now and then. And well, you know, if that cell phone is linked to it and it can receive a text, that can help you reset your password. All of this stuff, it's very important to record this when it is set up. Now, some people record it in a book. They have, you know, they handwrite it. And then what happens is they change their password, they change their security questions and answers, they cross things out, they handwrite it there again. You know, you just have to, you know, want to be a little bit cautious about that. We've shown, and we might go into this, in the new year. A lot of people start off with some new habits in the new year, how to make a password protected spreadsheet. We'll go over how to do that, show you how to do that so you can keep all of this information in there so that when you need to log in, you can do so. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. You need a faster PC. Yes, you do. And hey, we're back. Well, we've been talking about usernames and passwords, and also, you know, the importance of when you create a username and password, remembering the password, recording the password. By the way, you know, we talked about some people write it down on a piece of paper. Some people use a password protected spreadsheet. We've seen some people that have a computer file that's not password protected, and they keep their information in that as well. That's not really advisable, because if someone gets a hold of that file, they would be able to log into every account you have, including probably your bank. If you log into your bank, it's really important that you keep your passwords safe and secure. It's also important that you don't use the same password at every site, so that if someone actually gets into one site, a hacker is able to hack into one site, or maybe they do hack into the server and they retrieve your password, and then they're able to actually access that account. Well, if you're using the same password at every site, well, they could go to other sites and log in as you, and then you might say, well, it doesn't matter because I don't really, have anything that's important to me. Well, obviously, you probably do. And what's going to happen if someone gets access to your email address? What are they going to do? Well, they're going to start sending your friends, your relatives. Maybe if you're a business, they're going to start sending your customers emails that say they're from you, that are trying to trick them into opening a file that may encrypt their files, or maybe they're going to tell them that you're stranded somewhere and you need their help, you need them to send a certain amount of money and, wire it to this account and so on and so forth. So, a lot of scams, you don't want those types of things to happen to you. If your Facebook account gets hacked, you're going to see the same type of things happening to your friends as well. And this is not something that you want to have happen. And you obviously don't want someone to get into your bank account. And so it's very important that you're using good security measures and not using the same password. Well, some people use password managers also. Of course, a password manager is a program that either runs on your computer where the passwords reside on your computer, or it's cloud-based, which means you could actually go to any computer and you can log in with this to this password manager, and you would be able then to log into other websites. Just you would want to make sure if you did that you logged out when you're done, so that you don't leave other people, if it's not your computer, you don't want other people to have access to your passwords. Also, it's important to remember the password to the password manager. We did have one client in just recently that has a password manager that they don't know the password to the password manager. Well, that's a problem because they can't get in and they don't know any of their passwords without that password manager. So, how would this really, be impact you? Maybe you're saying, well, this doesn't even impact me. Well, it probably does. You probably have had problems logging into an account before. You probably have had to go through resetting passwords, and it probably is difficult sometimes. And in fact, we help a lot of people reset their passwords, and sometimes it's difficult even for us. Sometimes, it can take, if with Facebook, with Apple, with some of these others, if you have tried so many times the wrong password, they're going to think that someone's trying to hack into your account. They don't know whether you are you or not. You have to prove that you're you, and sometimes that process can take some time. Sometimes it can take a week or two or three or four. It can take a little bit of time to get into these accounts. So again, it's important to remember the username and password up front to be able to know that. But we've had customers that they get a new phone or they get a new computer, they don't remember their Facebook username, they don't remember their Facebook password, so they actually end up somehow creating a new one. And sometimes people even think that they have to use a new one, that they can't use the old one anymore because they don't know the username and password. Well, of course, their new one, if it's Facebook, it's not going to have any of your friends on it. So then you're going to start sending friend requests, and your friends are going to say, well, is this really you? Because I already am your friend. And, or because there are scammers that do this also. There are people that go out there and they'll actually impersonate you, and they'll go to your friends list, and they'll send friend requests, and then they'll try to act like they're you. They'll actually use your picture, and they'll try to act like they're you. So you know, when you do this type of thing, people don't know whether it's really you or whether it's a scammer trying to do this. So, you know, it's just, and of course, you don't want to go through all that process of trying to get people to be your friend that are already your friend. All you have to do is log into the account that you already have. And even if you've switched your email address, you can go in there. As long as you can reset the password, you can go in there and you can update the email address. We help our customers with this type of stuff on a regular basis. And by the way, Microsoft is also, you know, there's Microsoft accounts as well. So with Microsoft, Microsoft really pushes you with Windows 8, with Windows 10, with Windows 11. They really, really push you into using the Microsoft account. Well, when you use a Microsoft account, it can be a little bit, you want to know the username and the password. Sometimes people are creating these Microsoft accounts and they're saying, well, I don't want to give them my email address. So they create an email address with Microsoft. The issue with that is, if you don't know the password and you need to reset the password, well, they could send a code to that email address, but you don't have access to that email address. So it causes a problem there. We had one customer, he thought he would be slick, and trick Microsoft. He used an email address that he doesn't have access to anymore to create this Microsoft account, and then he forgot the password. Well, he doesn't have a way to reset it. Well, we did help him reset the password, but it wasn't easy. It took some, we had to jump through some hoops to do that. So these are some of the things that you go through when you're dealing with these issues, because, you know, maybe you didn't know that password. So it is important if you get a new computer and you're using a Microsoft account. By the way, if you already have a Microsoft account and you're getting a new computer, and you're the one that's using both of the computers, or maybe you're decommissioning one and switching over to the other one, it's even more important if you're using a Microsoft account on the old computer and you want to use a Microsoft account on the new computer, or don't know how to not use a Microsoft account on the new computer, it's very important that you use the same Microsoft account. And by the way, you don't have to use a Microsoft account to set up a new computer. You just have to know the steps around it. It's not maybe as a parent, but let me just switch over just to show you, and I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio. I'll verbally describe this, but you know that you can go and watch this at our Facebook page. You can go and watch this video in its entirety later, so you'll see this. So if you are using it, maybe you don't even know whether you have a local account or a Microsoft account. What you can do if you have Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Windows 10, or Windows 11, you can click the Start button. You can go up to the little gear, which is Settings. Click on Settings. And then what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to click on Accounts. Now, if you're using a Microsoft account, it will actually tell you that it's a Microsoft account. I'm using a local account. It says local account right underneath my username. Now down below, it says sign in with a Microsoft account instead. If I had a Microsoft account, here it would say sign in with a local account instead. Now some advantages of a local account is that if you have a password, the password is stored locally. Microsoft doesn't have your password. If you don't want to have a password, you don't have to have a password. And that's some advantages of a local account. If you're using a Microsoft account, there are some advantages of a Microsoft account. Now, the Microsoft account has the password configured where Microsoft has the password. So if you forget the password and you are able to reset it with Microsoft's help, you actually can go in and you just reset the password. And then as long as the computer you're on has access to the internet, you can log in with the new password. You don't have to remember your old password. By the way,
a Faster PC can help you get into your account, get into your computer, whether you have a Microsoft account or a local account. We can help you get in either way if you forget the password. Even if you don't want to reset the password, we can help you get in. And we can help you reset that password as well. So you know, there also are some advantages with the Microsoft account in that you can turn on Find My PC or Find My Device. So if you have a PC or a tablet or one of the Surface tablets, you can actually, and you lose it, maybe someone steals it, if that computer connects to the internet somewhere, you actually can pinpoint where it is, which may help you retrieve it. You may be able to notify the police and say, this is where it is. Can you get it for me? Or if you know where it is, you know, maybe you left it somewhere and you're not sure where you left it. Well, that is one advantage that you can use with the Microsoft account as well. Of course, Microsoft also does give you, with OneDrive, if you use OneDrive, they give you 5 gigabytes of free storage space. And you can actually use those 5 gigabytes of free storage space through OneDrive to back up certain data if you want to. Of course, 5 gigabytes is not a lot for people, so you can actually pay for Microsoft 365, which in addition to the added storage, you get 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes of storage. In addition to that extra storage space, you also get always the latest edition of Microsoft Office. And you can get this for one person, or if you're, you know, a family, you can get it for 6 people, and you're paying an annual fee or a monthly fee for that service. Of course, you know, all of the software companies, a lot of them, they're really wanting to move you over to that platform. That way, where you can actually pay monthly or annually. A lot of them are getting cloud storage.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. This week, we'll be open 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday. We'll be open 9 to 2, Christmas Eve Day, and closed Christmas Day. Have a Merry Christmas. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is The Period of Spiritual Darkness and Silence Between the Old and New Testaments. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1. Just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1, Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation.